This is an interview for Springfield Armory Oral History Program. Interviewee Nellie C. Sobieski, S-O-B-I-E-S-K-I. Conducted November 15, 1983 at her apartment, 23 Avon Place, Springfield, Massachusetts. Interviewee Barbara Higgins Aubrey, park technician historian.
They change so fast, you can't keep track of them.
The armory?
No, when they were hiring people to work at the armory.
Mm-hmm. You first went there in 1942?
Yes.
How did you happen to go to the armory to work? Did somebody you know work there?
No, they were hiring. Well, I took a trainee civil service test in 1942.
Here in Springfield?
Yes. They had a sort of a dance hall here, and they converted it to an unemployment office, and they had these people go in and... And I passed the civil service test, so they gave me a card to go to the trade school. And it was just a review to have me know what they were doing at the Springfield Army. And I was glad to go, learn something right backwards. I wasn't in school for a long time, and it was just a review. So when I passed that, I went over to the Springfield Army, and they hired me.
At the trade school, was this a classroom where they had machines, or...?
Yes, it was a class, and they had a shop.
So it looked like a regular shop at the Army or something?
Yes. And I spent 11 days over at the class. I gave 72 hours there. 11 days at the shop, and the same 72 hours there, too.
Were there other women in this class?
Yes, they were. And when I had my papers corrected at the training civil service, she said, I have a lot of patience, she says.
Patience is a valuable quality.
But as the days go by, I don't know. Nothing happens until it's right in the family that hurt. It's a long story. I don't want to tell you about it.
This was something that happened as you were getting ready to go to work at the Army?
After the war was over.
Oh.
And when they really hired me over at the Army, they wanted to put me on a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked number work, and I like something to easy work to sit down, because I have trouble on my feet. I had that when I was going to the Catholic school. It was just built, and I had to go. You can't say you can't pick out your schools when you're a youngster. You have to do it. So nothing was done to my feet, and I had to sit down in order to work. So they gave me work as a shop inspector.
What kind of work did you inspect?
They gave me a gauge, and that had to be put in a certain part of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't really see that, if it didn't go accurate to the gauge, then the person that was doing it on the machine had to do it over again.
Mm-hmm.
they gave that gave them accurate amount of work to put out on the part that I was expecting. So that way I sat down and I stood up. And there was another thing before they hired you, they asked whether your parents were a citizenship, mm-hmm. American, and if they had their citizenship papers. And my father did go night school. And that really, I told him yes, that I was a citizen. And he says, all right. And they were seated at a desk, a long table, like. And they came around to every one of us. And the ones that weren't a citizen couldn't do the work.
No.
They told him that they were sorry. But then, when it was too busy, they hired anybody they could get a hold of.
Whether they were a citizen or not?
Whether they were citizens or not. The mothers would take the daughters there.
Were there several women who were inspectors? Were there,
yes.
there a group of you working together at this?
No. There was around one in each department.
Oh, I see.
But each machine had a different part of a gun. So that it made the way they had it organized, there was only around one in the room.
Did they bring the parts over to you as they finished them, or at a particular time?
No, we went to the machine. They told us when to go,
uh-huh.
and the parts had to be inspected. They told us when to go, and that's how. And there was around 2-3 were doing the same thing because they were in a hurry to get the machine
keep it touch. Keep it going.
Sure. Yes.
So you go over and pick up some
parts,
parts. Back and inspect them.
Yes.
At a workstation. You said you had a couple of sisters. Did they do any of this work, or were they
No, they didn't. I had two sisters that worked. One worked in the telephone office, and one worked in the newspaper publishing office as a bookkeeper. And the other two I had passed away. And the ones that are living now are older, around 8 years older than I am. See, we just don't go. It's hard to explain a lot of things, you know, that happened and all this and that, but I was...
You grew up right here in Springfield?
Yes.
You were born here?
No, I was born in Hatfield, Massachusetts.
But most of what you remember about growing up was right here in Springfield.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was hard then to have the folks find a place to live, unless they really own their own house.
Did you continue and, as a shop inspector at the Armory?
Yes, I worked as a shop inspector for 3.5 years.
Were you in the same building most of the time?
Oh, yes. In different departments and a different floor. They transferred, but when the war was almost over, they laid off the people that weren't citizens.
But they went first?
They went first.
What was the building mm-hmm. like? Was it light and nice to work in, or noisy, dirty? What was it like?
Oh, no. No, the building I worked in was at the corner of Federal Street, Federal and State.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it there. It was very nice. It was neat all the time.
Did they have any programs for the employees? Do you remember any events or celebrations or parties or anything?
Well, that was up to the employee themselves. You see, many employees that worked there, some didn't even know enough to have a penny in their pocket. When they had the pay given to them, it was they that had the parties and invited the bosses there. Oh, it was, I wasn't the type. When I got married and moved in a small apartment in a tenement house, it was this, I kept the place until my husband was really released from the so he'd have a place to live in, to have a roof over his head. I was there to, my mother always taught me to save, you know, mm-hmm. for a good cause. I know I hated to get married, but there was something that I had to do.
Was your name Sobieski when you were working in the Armory?
No. No. It was Melosky, M-E-L-O-S-K-I. And then people that knew me used to call me by the Polish name, and that was a little different.
What was that?
Milewski. M-I-L-E-W-S-K-I.
Oh, right.
Many people are really by their own name, you know, but we aren't relations, no relations to us at all.
Mm-hmm. Then you got married after you had left the Armory?
No, we got married in 1943.
Oh, sorry.
2 weeks. Before, oh, I get an awful calling down from my mother-in-law. Oh, yes. I didn't know there was going to be a war. Something hurt me, something awful, and I wanted to help. I know not what. Well, in a way, I'm glad that I could help this way.
You mean and, by working at the Armory?
Well, I had something to do then, otherwise I'd be home mm-hmm. doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. But they certainly needed the workers.
Yes, they certainly did. They certainly did.
Did your husband go on the service? Or?
Yes. This is pictured in the back.
Oh.
Oh, yes. He was home on furlough when it was broadcast on the radio that the war was over. I was then laid off from the Springfield Army, and I was home when he came home. He was glad to, you know, have a roof over his head, or anybody would, because you get a lot of these soldiers that came home and their wives didn't have a penny in their pocket to have a loaf of bread on the table. And the soldiers really had to go out and get something. I didn't know anything about that until my husband told me. And then he passed away in 1973. Then at the last minute, the girls were inviting me to the party. Mm-hmm. I said, no thanks. No, not when I hear what they was doing.
Sort of
wild. You know, I really got mixed in with some of the girls, some employees that worked on the machine. They lived around the section where I lived too. And we'd go to the afternoon movie. And I worked at the 3 to 11 shift. So they gave me a little time in the afternoon to go play and to go out and enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful time. But I had a sister living on Federal Street. You know where that is? That's not. And wherever I went, she'd be at the corner waiting for me. We'd go bowling. So, they only did something, you know, put a hand to help out a little bit, but no, they didn't. So I said, there's no, that's not life for me. I was the type to do something and enjoy myself too.
Well, I think that's important.
Oh, wow.
How did you get to work? Did you live close enough to walk?
No, and this girl worked at the apartment where I was inspecting. She worked on the machine. She had a car, and she had to go by my house, so she stopped for me, you know. She worked over at the State Street, and she had a sister working over at the Water Shop Armory. So we made connections that way. Gee, you meet some wonderful people. I'm telling you, some are still good in this world. But yeah, I worked 3.5 years, and I was laid off in 1945.
Would you have continued working if you had the chance?
Well, I would, but there's so many women that had their husbands killed and they went back to their wives. They had the first preference. Otherwise, I'd give somebody else a chance.
But you had enjoyed the work.
Oh, yes. Yes, I really enjoyed it.
Did you take your lunch or did you eat? I know they had cafeterias and some hot food services. Do you remember any of that?
Oh, yes, they did. Sometimes I took sandwiches with me. Mm-hmm. Yes, and a drink. It was a nice crowd. Some of them were. You get all kind of people to make the world anyway.
Yes, I guess that's so.
Yeah.
You mentioned the bullet. Was this a group from the Army or more your own friends?
No.
It was a group
from
the
Army. After the boyfriends were, discharged, they were married, separated. One time I met one of the women that worked there, and she had a daughter. She came down with her husband unsuspectedly. We met one another. I didn't even figure on seeing anybody anymore. It comes to show you.
What was her name? Was she somebody who also worked at the Army? Do you remember?
I have her picture. I wonder if I could find it, and I have all the names in the bag. I can't think of her name, no. She worked with one of her neighbors. Her father and her friend's father, too, worked together, and the two girls were always together. But they were nice, though, spoke chill, and they sociable. In the wintertime, we used to go ice skating over at the Forest Park. There's nothing to do.
I had a season ticket for ice skating when I was a kid. I loved it.
You don't have to skate. The wind blows you.
That's true. Stand still.
I had my niece with me, and always she got away from me, you know, the way that... And I had to skate after. I didn't have to skate. The wind just took me right where she was. Wonderful.
Was she a little kid?
Yes. Well, she was going to school.
There was a questionnaire that was sent out that I've read about. And it said that something like 3,000 women who worked at the armory had answered it. Do you remember anything like that?
3,000? Well, there were two shifts, three shifts sometimes. So you really can't...
You wouldn't see everybody.
No.
Do you remember any paper with questions that you and the other women filled out, answered about whether you would like to keep working and how you'd like your work?
Oh, that was sent by Larry.
No, I'm talking about back then. No.
No, I don't recall.
I didn't imagine too many people would, but since I have seen, you know, that, I thought I'd ask if anybody did happen to remember. There was a woman who worked as a historian at the time, and I think it's kind of interesting that she was curious then about how many women might have kept working if, you know, that had been something that was offered.
All I know was the women worked when if their husbands went back home to them. Mm-hmm. I had a pitiful saying about this man who came back. He knew how to do craft work, you know, mm-hmm. and was very good at it. Well, when they come home, the poor things are glad to have a home, you know. The wife didn't have anything. Here he was, made statues, you know, and selling them on the street. Oh, I thought that was pitiful. My husband came home with a statue. I said, well, I couldn't imagine what this was all about. Every told me. There were these women that were, they mixed in with these single girls, what nerve they had. And I could see them, you know, one left, one was, I couldn't imagine what had happened. And that's what they were doing. They tell the young girls what they had to go through in marriage. And the young kids, why, they had a wonderful time to think that they'd know all this, you know, without having their folks tell them about it. Oh, some were nasty. I had bonds that I had saved, you know, to have something to, when my husband come home, I'd have him, I'd cash him to, so he could go out and have a good time, because I was working, I wasn't home. And I told him, I says, look, I says, what you went through, I says, take it easy, get me mixed up, meet some people and have, you know, enjoy yourself now. If he had a chance to work, he worked. Then he'd be sick in the hospital. That's all I would be going to see him in the hospital.
What kind of work did he do?
Well, he worked in the city on the road there for a while. I thought I'd have a fit when I came home. I said, she didn't have to do all that.
And he served in Europe during the war?
Europe, Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's an awful trip. You know, they would have enjoyed themselves if that war wasn't on. I think they'd have a wonderful time. But they were in danger all the time.
That wasn't a nice place to be in World War II.
No.
Nice place to visit, but not in World War II.
That's halfway across the equator. Around the world. My sister thought of that. I didn't. She was smarter than I was. But she was a good dumb.
Did your husband have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yes. He had three brothers, not counting himself. There were four altogether from the family. And this new monument that they had over at the Springfield, right over here. 130 Maple Street. I went to see it because the marble that was made out of was from Vermont, and all of it was beautiful. And the title of it, that's what I liked about it, Dedicated to all the men and women that served in the country. You know how they do it, how they put it in. Oh, it was nice.
Yeah, well, they certainly deserved it.
Oh, yes, they did.
Had your husband grow up in Springfield, too?
No, he's out of town. He was from Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. And he got a letter to apply for the work that they had over there. I didn't meet him there. He worked at the Springfield Army, too.
Was this before you knew him?
Yes, he wanted to go out with this girl, and she didn't want it. She was in love with another fella, and he wouldn't even look at her. I don't know how she ever got mixed up with it. And he really didn't know, have anybody go ice skating with us, nobody go, because there was a stranger here. So when I heard that, I said, well, gee, he's Polish too. I might as well get, acquainted, and, well, before we knew it, that was it.
Did he work at the Army after the war at all?
He worked there, then he was called to the service. Mm-hmm. He went.
But then when he came back from the service, did he?
Oh, he didn't go back to work there at the Springfield Army, no.
Did you work later after you were married? Did you go after, work other places besides the Army?
Yes, I worked for F.A. Bassett Company, printing company. Mm-hmm. They had a place over here on Dwight Street, and they had to move, so he built a building of his own over on Cadwell Avenue, that's Chicopee, way up there. And they're making good. But his son wasn't no businessman to do anything. It was his father. But I worked there and yes, I worked there.
What did you do at the Bassett Company?
We did collating by hand. Papers with numbers on it, making different orders for the banks and stores, manufacturing corporations, and it was interesting work. The only thing I had to give it up is because I can't drive a car. But once I got there, we were sitting down.
When they moved to Chicopee, was that when you?
Yes, that's when I couldn't get transportation up there because the people that did have the car, the women that had car, they didn't want to get a license for the passengers because if anything should happen to them, to us, you see, they would be blamed. And we didn't earn very much money, but it was something that we could do. It's a nice little place too. Then, telephone office was built there. You dial in a number and you can speak somebody from across. It's their building is beautiful too. That was between that one and the electric light.
If you were going to compare working at Bassett and working at the Armory, would you like either one any better, or?
I'd like the Army better.
Could you say why?
I think the work at there is more simple, easy. He was over at the printing company. You have women that work on a cutting machine that has to have to cut the paper for you, And then when you're through with the day, you have to put down how much work you did, the order number, and you get people that work on the machine that cut the paper, won't tell you until the last minute, and there's the bell ready to have you bring your card and go home. And if you don't put your amount of work that you do with it for the day, that makes it bad for us. See, there's favoritism right there.
I talk to cars.
They get it out of your system. It's pretty good.
So I was asking you about the time clocks at the Army.
At the Army. Yes, they did have a time clock. We had a punch in, you know, the time we'd start when we go back home.
But they didn't get into how many pieces you did or that kind of thing?
No.
Were you?
Because they had so many pieces to be done. Mm-hmm. And if they weren't all done, well, they knew.
Mm-hmm. Did you get paid the same as men who did your kind of
work? Oh, are you kidding? No.
At the Armory?
No.
They had a different
rate. Let's see, how much did I was making? No, but I was glad to do something. I didn't care how much they gave me to do. I was glad that I was doing something and something that I could do too.
Well, I can understand that. The last job I had in New York, I used to live in New York, I got it because they could pay me about half what they paid a man to do it. But I was glad to have the job.
Yes. Yeah, that meant a lot. That means a lot.
As you say, it was work I could do. It was a nice place. Well.
And another thing, you can get by on it too. That's another thing I was glad of. And there was some a little bit over too. It's not like now, everything's going up too high. Can't keep up. There's a lot of these apartments down below too. They're subsidizing them. And they can't, it's hard for them to do it.
So you lived at home when you were working at the Armory first? You lived with your mother and father?
No, I rented a place.
You rented a place.
My mother and father did own a six decker apartment, three on each side. Six. I wouldn't live with them. I loved them. I love my parents, but the two sisters that are living now, I could never live with them.
So did you rent a room or an apartment?
No, an apartment. I lived on Marble Street then. It's the South End.
And then when you got married, did you move to another place or?
We bought our house. We lived over on Dawes Street and it was almost 25 years. We sold it, the house. The section with nice tenements, people that had tenements, were moving out, and this other generation was coming in, and it was tough. Oh, glory, you couldn't have anything. We had a nice little garden in the backyard, and my brother-in-law, we raised around cabbage, and nice little place. We were supposed to have a nice supper for my folks. My sister and her husband had my mother and father live with them after. And we had one more day to have that cabbage ripen up so we could have a good cabbage dinner, you know. I don't know where I come from. I slept in the bedroom where the garden was facing it. I never heard the gang come over to pick all those cabbages from the root, throwing them all across the railroad tracks, okay, way up to State Street.
Terrific.
Oh, we're burned up.
And we should thank.
And the cop says he never seen anything like that. Never. That was terrible.
If I have a little garden at home, I'd be pretty upset to see anything like that. The only thing that bothers my garden is a little rabbit.
Oh, it's a dang cute, but they do make like a mischief though.
I had a laugh once. I had just planted some lettuce, radish, and onions, and just went in the house, turned around, looked out, and there sat a little rabbit looking where I had planted it, just as though he was saying, "Ah, that's very good. I'll wait for it to come up." Who told him?
Yeah.
He was all cute though. My uncle was a farmer, and he used to always plant extra because he figured, you know, the animals were going to take part of it, so he'd just plant extra. Of course, he had all that land, he could do it. Mm-hmm. Were there any reunions of the Armory group after the, you know, after the war was over?
We were glad to see the men home. We didn't have no reunion. No. No, everybody separated. Only it hurt when the boys came home and found their wives at parties and feeling pretty good. I didn't want to do that.
Their own celebration.
Their own, right.
Did you get money from your husband after you were married? I know they did that in some of the wars.
When they passed away. No,
but
he
didn't.
Didn't.
Send anything home, like,
oh, I was sending him money. You see, they were saving their money. Well, they did all right, I think. You know, but where could they spend it and have a good time when the places was always in danger? No.
The Armory won a flag a couple of times for raising money through bonds, didn't they? The employees buying bonds.
Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah. Yes, I remember that, but I didn't, I don't think I didn't go with them. They did have celebration or something like that, but I was too much occupied with the women that I was out with. We had certain days where he bowled and went to a movie in the afternoon. Then it was time to go to work. So I didn't really associate without anything like that.
Did you buy your bonds through the Armory, or did you buy them through a bank or something?
Well, to the by the bank.
The bank, mm-hmm. You could do it either way.
Yeah.
After you were married, were you still able to ride the same ride that you had had before? Or did you
find
another way to get to work?
I'd have to find another way because the woman that drove me to work is married and has children of her own. She has a family. Mm-hmm. I'd have to get acquainted with somebody else.
Did you ever use the bus or anything to get to work at the Armory?
When I was going to trade school, I was up at 3:00 in the morning, so I wouldn't miss the bus, and I wouldn't be late for class at the trade school.
That's pretty early.
That's pretty early. I'll never do it again. Boy, when you're young, I was alone, and I had some good neighbors, but I didn't want to miss that bus on State Street. Every time I think of that,
it's
over with this.
Did they have any shelters for waiting for the bus, or?
Oh, no.
You just waited?
Just waited. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your talking to him.
Oh, thank you. You see, those days when we were working, we weren't scared to be out in the side when it was dark. We just had a good time by talking and laughing, and by the time we were home. But now I don't even go out nights.
No, not too safe. Do you go to the center every day?
4 days a week. Mondays I have off. I catch up on my work around, isn't that awful to say that, to be alone. But there's something about Mondays, if the day isn't good on a Saturday, you can do it on a Monday,
yeah,
laundry and that.
True.
That's...
What kinds of things do you do at the center?
Well, I couldn't do much because I fell and I fractured my wrist.
Oh, terrific.
Come along pretty good. And they had nurses, students, come in and they were taking blood pressure. I didn't want to go. This nurse pushed me. And I says, okay. Well, my blood pressure was too high, 200 over. So I says, so she says, you better see a doctor. And I went over to the nurse for a rush. And she helped me out, and she had me go to this doctor next street here, Newberry Street. And I'm under medication now. So they took my temperature, it's going down as well. I'll have to see the doctor in March now. But she says, take your pills. That's only twice a day, thank goodness. Morning.
You're at the center all day. You have lunch and so forth or whatever?
Well, Tuesday we have meetings after lunch. And then Tuesday, they had a bazaar a little while ago, and they wanted to sew, have women sew, and I helped out a little bit there in craft, because I won't go on a sewing machine yet. That's kind of rough, you know, and kind of my wrist. And Thursdays we play Beano, and I love the game. I love a lot of numbers. I always like that. So that takes up my time.
Did you like arithmetic when you were in school?
Yes, that I liked. I always liked arithmetic. But now they have the computers, I think I'd be lost.
Oh, if you like numbers, you'd probably do fine.
I don't know.
But I don't think I'm going to try them.
You see, even the computers make a lot of mistakes too.